Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, 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 and we want to wish you all out there Ishe, love, light, and blessings. This is Reverend Adam here again on Psychic Talk Radio. Have not hosted an episode in a while, and it looks like we got quite a few callers here in the queue to go through today, and we will get to everybody we possibly can within today's show. So I am very happy to be back on air. I hope everybody can hear me okay. And this is Reverend Adam here at Mantra HHC hosting Psychic Talk Radio. Mantra HHC is our store in Woodstock, Georgia. We are located at 703 Bascom Commercial Parkway, Woodstock, Georgia. And please come on and visit us. This is a metaphysical holistic healing center where we do private readings, all kinds of services that are of a metaphysical nature to help you out there in the world, as well as selling our supplies. Now, today's show is about psychic questions and things that people want to have answered. So you're going to be getting messages and stuff like that. We may be taking a break in between a little bit of time here from time to time, just so I can reshuffle and get to everything that I need to get to and keep the energy clear. All right, our first caller today will be brought on momentarily. Just one final announcement to begin with. If you have called into the show today and your number has come up on the queue, you may be called or reached out to by us personally afterwards to create a private appointment and to have that option. If you want to opt out of that, you will just have to tell us when we call you. All right. Thank you for calling in, everybody, and tuning in to today's show. Let's begin. Our first caller today is going to be area code 203. First three digits are 331. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. This is Michelle. And
Michelle.
I'm happy to know that you actually are close by to me. I'm actually in Cumming.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I will make sure that we give you a call after the show at some point and give you the full address and everything.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
So I just started a new part-time job. It's sort of weird that it's part-time. It's kind of a weird job anyway, sort of a startup company, but very part-time. And I also have a date with some new guys, you know, that I'm going to meet on Saturday. Yeah. So two big things.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, what I am feeling here immediately is positive energy. It feels like a divine connection. It feels like we have alignment. So the three cards that I have pulled up for this, now that's just using my ability so far, but the cards that are coming up are the engineer or engineering. We have acceptance, which is two people having a meeting, and then the artist, okay? So this is all about the manifestation that you have put forth.
Nice.
It appears to go very well. Do you have any other question? I'm going to try and do two questions today per caller and maybe a little bit more based upon the queue later.
Well, I am just wondering if this is a part-time job, just wondering if it's actually going to pan out and into, you know, maybe a year or longer or and also this new guy. I mean, is that going to really pan out?
Yeah, well, I really believe it is all going to pan out. I've got, you know, what I'm seeing here is you're starting with a solid foundation, and I'm really seeing that you are in a very positive frame of being right now. And this is just manifesting positive things. Now, there might be a few challenges along the way, but nothing that you will be too overwhelmed by or can't handle, and nothing that's going to prevent the success of either of these, okay? So just continue to go forward with that positive mindset. It looks like everything you had dealt with in the past is really behind you at this point. Okay, you're no longer settling for lower vibrational energy and manifestations.
Very nice.
All wonderful. Right. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
You're welcome.
See you. Bye-bye.
Okay. And please don't forget to visit our website at Mantra, HHC. That's MANTRAHHC. .com. All right, our next caller today will be brought on momentarily. Let me make sure I have the right one here. Okay, this one is going to be a 111111. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. Welcome back. I know you're sure busy. Big applause to you. I'm going to say
hi.
No.
Yes, been very busy, but I am back on air now.
Yeah, yes, and you're a blessing to all of us. I'm excited to talk to you. My two part is, so there's that female, right, with the letter the letter O, such as Oxus. If I know she's running away again. I think. I'm not sure. I don't know if she's going to get caught. But she get caught, and also there's some business. There's a man there with the businessman. I don't know if he's going to, I don't know if he is going to take something down he did. Or you see him, like, trying to reach out to me or anything like that.
Let's go with the first question, okay? She is going to get caught. And it's just a little bit of time left in that, okay? The first thing I'm getting as far as the cards on that one is we have climbing, then we have the cook, and then we have rebelling against expectation. So what's going to happen is she's going to try and get away, then she's going to get caught in her own mess and lies, and she's going to be seen for, you know, exactly what she has done and all the bad that she has done. So she will get what is karmically supposed to hit her. Now, as far as the guy is concerned, what was your question on that one, sweetie?
Yes, on the man part, he said he was my friend, so I don't know if he's going to, he put something up that I did. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to take that down and do you see him trying to talk to me or say sorry? Because right now I lost patience.
Okay. You know, I really feel like that he is going to do the right thing. And I know that there is energy behind this that is pressuring him to do the right thing. And he will end up doing the right thing. And I feel like it's going to be very quickly. It's not going to take a whole lot of time.
That's good news.
Yes. On this one, I see devotion. I do see the past where there's been seduction. And then I see rejection. So the rejection is the lesson that he had to learn.
That's beautiful.
All right.
That's good news. Thank you, Rivenana, for being in the air. Thank you for helping us.
You're welcome. Thank you. And thank you for being a longtime listener.
5 years.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it's wonderful. I just had her on air, and she just reminded me, oh, my Lord, or God, oh, my God. It has been 5 years since I have started this radio show, and every once in a while I've been able to keep it on air and do what I can. I haven't been able to be on for so long, but this is where we are. Our next caller today is going to be 518 379. Hello, caller. You are live
on air. Hi, Reverend Adam. How are you?
Good. Please state your name.
Thank you
and
for
calling.
Yeah.
From.
Okay.
Yes.
I am that. Oh, sorry. My name is Val, and I'm in New York State.
Yes. Hi, Val.
Hi. I'm glad I caught your show. Thank you so much. I do have two quick questions.
Let's start with one at a time.
Yes. One, I'll give you maybe the first. I don't know if you need a name or no.
Names aren't really important. I'm tuned into your energy, so I can backfeed through there.
Okay, great. There's a gentleman I'd like to know if there will be a reconnection with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, we have a long history. And even if there could be a reconnection as a friend, a sincere friendship, that would be okay. I don't need what we already had, because sometimes you should realize things should, you know, like maybe you should have things at one level and not another, but you learn a little late, but, and other times maybe it could be more, who knows? You never know,
well,
I guess.
Okay. So you have a friend. Let's start with the first question.
Well, we're not friends.
You want to know if there's going to be a reconnection or not, correct?
Correct. Yes. If we could reconnect as friends.
Yes. The less details I have, the better.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Let's go into this and let's see, okay, a pure answer on this one.
Thank you.
You know, I'm shuffling the cards and all I can see is clouds. So give me a moment.
What?
Like clouds, like in the sky. Yeah.
Oh.
Give me one moment here because visually in my third eye, I'm seeing like a clear sky with clouds, kind of like when you're laying on a blanket and you're having a little picnic time. You know, that's what I'm seeing visually in my third eye. But what I am looking at right now is shuffling the cards to see what else we get, because I want more of a definitive answer. There's just a very painful feeling on this situation for you. So the first card that comes down is listen. The second card that comes down is detached decision making. And then finally, we have the third card, which comes down. We're doing three card pulls per question here.
Mm-hmm.
Is rebelling against expectation. Now, we just had this card, but our cards do weird things.
I know they do.
It represents balance, okay? So to be honest with you, it's telling me it's not just a black or white situation. It's a very gray situation. Yes, mm-hmm. they are going to be absorbing what has been said, what has been learned, what has been experienced. Detached decision making. So they're kind of gone and they're out of it right now. They're not really thinking about it. They're trying to be detached from the situation. However, the rebellion is that part of it. What it's telling me is that there will be a return. Now, whether this return is for closure or to have a reuniting, that is all up to the will right now.
Meaning,
is the good part of them that's ready to evolve, okay, stronger than the part of them that is stuck in the ways of the past and their repetitive patterns? So I'm going to say to you that there is an opportunity, yes, that a reconnection can happen. How far that goes is undetermined at this moment.
Okay. Can you give me an idea of maybe when you see that coming about? Not that I want to push it.
That would be a second question.
Okay, my other question is a little more important, but if you see a returning of some way, I guess I'll just wait on that then and wait till it happens. The other question is, excuse me, I've been looking for work. And unlike the woman who had the part-time job, I have been looking for part-time work because of my situation work-wise. I have an opportunity for an interview on Monday, I have a very good feeling because I happen to know somebody who works there who said, use my name. Normally, they don't hire part-time, but the urgency of getting someone, I'm sorry, you don't want a lot of details. I'm wondering if you see me get this job. I'm going for my interview Monday.
Precisely.
Please say yes.
Thank you. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Now, give me one moment. I'm going to ask you who the name Deborah refers to in your life.
Deborah?
Yes.
Deb.
I'm going to give you the answer to your question, but what I'm getting is Deborah, and it's not someone crossed over, but the universe, source, whatever you want to call it, the powers that be, they are telling me the name Deborah. So I want you to keep a lookout for Deborah.
I do have a cousin named Deborah, but that has nothing to do with a job, just so you know.
No, I know. It's an
off. Oh, okay.
What they're doing is they're giving me an offshoot. And I don't know how the offshoot relates to anything. It's just something to keep an eye out for, positive thing.
Okay.
Now, it's a job thing, so they're doing an ADHD moment, okay? Let's go to the job situation. I've already got that pulled up here. We have injury in the first one. We have balance in the second one. And we have leading through adaptation. So will you get the job? Yes. The past will not repeat itself. The job will bring balance and leading through adaptation. So that means you might find it a little bit challenging, but you're going to step up into that leadership role.
Oh, God. Okay, because I know bits and pieces a little bit, but I know I don't know the action. I was told it's an easy job, but you have to pay attention to detail, which I am good at, but I don't know a lot about it. But if I'm given the chance, I will step up.
So the best advice from the universe on this, and what they're channeling to me, is get out of your head, trust your gut.
Okay. Okay, and that's what my friend said. She said, you're overthinking it. You'll be fine. Okay, good. Thank God.
Well,
okay.
Thank you for calling in, and we
thank
wish
you
the best
so much.
Us.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller will be brought on momentarily, and let's see here. We're going to take a momentary break so I can shuffle these cards and get them nice and cleared. We want to make sure we have good energy for each reading that's going on today, okay? If you're in the queue and you're waiting for us to take your call, we still have some time left in the show. Just stay tuned with us, and we will be with you momentarily. Remember, Psychic Talk Radio has been brought to you by Mantra Expansion. Also, if you're trying to call into the show and you want your part to answer, please remember to raise your hand. All right, everyone. And we are back from break, and we will be taking more callers here on today's show on Psychic Talk Radio. This is, again, your host, Reverend Adam. All right, let's go ahead and take our next caller. Our next caller here is going to be 520-234. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Reverend Adam,
hold on one moment. Let me turn up my volume. I can hear you, but I want to make sure I know who this is. Hold on a minute.
You do know who this is. It's Lisa from Arizona, and I'm like one of the other callers. I'm so happy to hear you.
Oh, my goodness. It has been a long time. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous, darling.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy.
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I have a love interest, and his first initial is the letter D, as in David. And
yeah.
I'm just wondering what you see there as far as energy goes.
Okay, give me a moment here and let's find out.
Thank you.
I am tuning in, and wow, this was a pal. This is a universal connection between you and this individual. And I'm sure you know what I mean by that. And what I am getting in the first position is inspiration and inspiring. It's a picture of a blank canvas.
Oh.
Then we have in the second position, movement.
Okay.
And in the third position, again, movement.
Oh. Is it in the bed?
No, no, no. This is quite contrary. This is past gone. This is the future. This is the now. And this is the beautiful, beautiful art that you are going to create together.
Oh, wow.
So to be honest with you, sharing knowledge and wisdom here, it's a connect. And you know what? The exploration is about to begin. So buckle up, buttercup. Keep all your hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times and enjoy the ride.
I just don't keep the hands to the self.
Well, if you want to go there, remember we're rating, so let's keep a PG-13. But enjoy yourself. Enjoy the journey. What this says is faith in the process, but no, the past is not repeating itself. The cycles have been broken. The connection is clean and pure, and the communication is flowing.
Oh, gosh. Reverend Adam, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, we're doing two questions per caller now on the show. So you have one more question. Let's go.
Oh, how generous. Well, you know, I have a house that I have for sale. And tomorrow I'm meeting a guy there who's going to help me replace the window and stuff like that. And I did have someone yesterday come and look at it. Do you think they'll make an offer?
Okay, give me one moment here. I am tuning in. And I am using both my third eye and the cards today. Let's see. Not to sound like Homer Simpson, but, you know. Feeling. Okay. Injury. Ooh. Yes, the house needs a little love and joy and care. But what we are seeing is sell, sell, sell. Yes, it is going to sell. There will be an offer on the table. And you have an animal from the great beyond guiding the whole situation.
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling in.
Yeah, are you still have your website up and going for readings, private readings?
Yes, the website is a new one now. I'm actually got a brick and mortar now over in Woodstock, Georgia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a picture here of your number again, and I will give you a call as soon as I can after the show. It may not be until tomorrow, though, okay?
That's
but
okay.
I will call you as soon as I can, and I'll give you the information.
Sounds great. I love that. Thank you.
I also have a new number, too, for phone number, so the old one doesn't work anymore.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Look forward to talking.
Same here. It's great to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, we have some more callers here in the queue. Once again, we are at Mantra HHC, your host for Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam. And we are located in Woodstock, Georgia, right off of 703 Bascom Commercial Parkway. And we are in Suite 101, Woodstock, Georgia, 30189. Our next caller today is 703-201. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name's Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia. And 2 weeks ago, I received a job offer, but I've never actually got the offer letter. And I was supposed to start on Monday, but they postponed it until next week. So do you think the offer letter is still coming?
All right. Let me see here one moment, please. All right. First of all, is meditation and contemplation. So what this means is take a breath. You will have the job, okay? Now, the other two portions of this are outside forces impact you. So that is what I suspected. Even with my third eye, I was seeing this. There is the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, okay? There was some interference in the mail, but there is going to be a new letter offer sent out. You should have this in time, and then you have in the third position the builder, okay? So, yes, this position is yours, and remember, speaking your truth and not being afraid to communicate is very important right now, and the sum of your life experiences are being called to the table.
Okay.
All right, so it looks like you have that. That's going to start well for you. The job will be good. It will always have its challenges, and no matter what workplace you're in, there's always somebody that, you know, might rub you the wrong way, but stay positive. Now, I've given you as much detail on that as I'm going to. I want to ask you, what is your second question?
Well, I recently had another test. One person says I need surgery.
What?
One says I don't. Do you think I'm going to have surgery?
Okay, that is a good question. Now, mind you, I am not a medical practitioner nor a doctor, okay? So the advice, what I give to you is based upon pure psychic and spiritual counseling.
Right.
Give me one moment and I will tune in. And I do need to state that for legal matters. All right, give me one moment. All right, so as I have tuned in, what I am receiving is to get a third opinion, which is not easily achieved, okay? However, it is saying that knee surgery is in the future for you, okay? So it's showing me that you are going to require knee surgery. It may not be as evasive as it appears to be, but there is knee surgery needed. The reason for one telling you one thing and the other one telling you another is because the type of knee surgery, the way it is performed, is what's being called into question here. The one that told you you needed it did not tell you the proper knee surgery required.
Oh, no, it's stomach surgery.
Oh, stomach. Okay.
Yeah, I had to fix a hiatal hernia surgery.
Yes. Whichever kind of surgery it is, get a third opinion. You will require the surgery. Just do not go with the first method of surgery.
Okay. Yeah, I had it 2 years ago, and they said I have to redo it. I'm like, no.
Yes, I understand. And hernia surgery is not easy. I have a personal friend of mine that's going to have to go through that pretty soon, too, on two different hernias.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I know. Well, I wish you the best of luck on that.
Thank you.
Feel like you need to be aware you are going to need the surgery, but I would go with a third opinion if possible.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have one more caller here. Well, actually, no, we've just got a few more callers. Wonderful. It is a busy show today. Remember, you can stop on by our metaphysical store and have a private reading done either live in person or over the phone. And you can find us in Woodstock, Georgia at Mantra HHC. Our next caller today is going to be area code 203-522. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller. My name is Pat from Connecticut.
Yes. Hi, Pat. Welcome. How can I help you?
Hi. Because I'm a first-time caller, do you ever do messages that you're getting, or do you want a specific?
I really go with specific questions, and on this show, we've begun the process of doing two questions per caller.
Okay, wonderful. If you could just kind of give me the temperature of a relationship that I have. I've had unconditional love for this man, and I've not been attracted to a man in 35 years, so it's a big deal. I'm a little bit irrational because of that. It's been very difficult. Clearly, there can only be friendship. We had a really painful discussion last night, and I'm okay. It's over. My heart's hurting. The day is a little grayer today, but I'll be fine. I'm really grateful that I've had this with him, but can you just tell me anything, where he's at?
Okay, I will tune into this and give you as much information as I can.
Thank you. You're
going to have a second question when I'm done with the first one. I want the second one to be a separate situation, okay?
Yep.
Let's go ahead and tune into the first one. And for future references on this show, you didn't do anything wrong. I just want less is best, okay? So simple questions, even if it's about the same situation, the less information I have, the better it is for you.
Great. Got it.
Okay. One moment. I'm tuning into the situation now. And we're going to look at, did you say your question was the temperature of the relationship and whatever I could share with you, correct?
Kind of where he is in his head.
Yes. Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Give me one moment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So as I've tuned in, he is currently in his head where he wants to walk away. He wants to pursue other pathways. He wants to go in different places. He is done trying to cultivate this. He is done trying to evolve. He wants to revert back to his old self. Okay. And what I feel is his old self is full of pain, it's full of resentment, it's full of fear, but that's where he's most comfortable because that's where he knows what to expect. On this situation, there is hope in the face of obstacles. So what I'm going to explain to you is I have three card pull on this situation. I have choosing a path, which is where he's at right now. He's trying to revert back to the path of the past. The engineer, he doesn't want to spend the time, the effort, or the work to evolve past his previous situations. And then we have hope in the face of obstacles. Hope in the face of obstacles is the catch, because this is where it pains you the most. It shows me that there is a possibility of him returning and him learning that lesson by the reversion and then trying to come forward and do everything he didn't do to begin with. Okay, and whether you take him back or not is really going to be up to you. But what we are receiving is to just breathe, okay, and to let go, because the letting go is the lesson in all of this for him. But then for you, it was the segue to open your heart back up.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we be friends? Does he want friendship?
Okay. Remember, your second question now needs
okay,
to be a separate situation.
All right. Okay. Okay. I am concerned about finances. I've got more bills than usual, and I'm now fostering a dog, and even more bills on that. And because of the type of dog, I just lost a job. So I've got worries.
Oh,
and
I hear that. You have my condolences.
Thank you. I'd love just like
accounts.
To know that. Say it again.
On both accounts.
Oh, thank you. Just like to know if I'm going to survive, but even do better than survive financially, you know, get more work. Things will be okay. No worry.
Yes. I mean, it's a tough time out there for everybody, even people with MBAs, people with degrees. They're having a hard time now getting work. They're having a hard time in the economy that we're living in here in the U.S. But let's digress and let's go into the answer of the second question for you. You know, as I tune in and I'm shuffling, immediately what I'm seeing is you will have what you need. You will have a wonderful position that comes up in your life. And it's almost like I'm being told that this is of your own creation as well as a co-creation. And what I'm seeing happening here is you will not just survive, you will thrive, okay? Because we have the inventing. The inventor is what comes up in the cards. We have feelings to express and explore, which obviously sometimes that means you need to get out of your own frame of mind and just progress through it. And then we have going with the flow. Now, going with the flow is being shown to me as a little ducky floating on a pond, like a little rubber ducky floating on the pond. So this reminds me, you are not going to sink. You are going to swim, and you are going to swim well.
That's really neat. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you
as well. Don't cut me off just yet. I've got one more little bit for you, okay? Timing is always something I try and avoid giving a person because timelines change with free wills and everybody's involved,
yes.
You know. On this situation, I'm going to give you about a month, maybe 2 months' time before you're really seeing the light on that end of the tunnel, okay?
Of the money?
Of the money and the financial, yes, that is correct.
Great. Thank you so much. Are you on every
You're
week?
You're welcome. I'm sorry?
Are you on weekly?
I will be.
Great. I'll find
you
again.
You.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Pleasure.
You as well. Blessing.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Our next caller today is going to be brought on momentarily. We are going to take a brief break for about 2 minutes. And then I will be, well, we're going to do a minute and 38 seconds. I need to clear the cards so we have a nice, clear read for everybody. And we are going to go ahead and then start taking callers again. So give me one moment, please. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We are here at Mantra HHC, located in Woodstock, Georgia, at 703 Bascom Commercial Parkway, Suite 101. And this is your host, Reverend Adam. We are going to go ahead and continue to take callers here on today's show in one moment. I am just making sure I'm getting the last shuffle into these cards as I'm about to take the next caller. All right, the next caller now is going to be area code 630-487. Oh, one moment. Hello, caller.
Hi.
You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Dion, and I'm in North Carolina.
Wonderful, Dion. And how can I help you today?
I moved here, and it's just been so hard. Like, nothing's been easy, and it hasn't been easy for a while. So do you
yeah.
see me staying here or things getting better?
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to be tuning in and see what I can find out for you.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. All right. First of all, I'm seeing a lot of injury. Wow, there's a lot of emotional pain here as well as physical. And then discovery. So you've been learning a lot about your hidden enemies and just people that are not positive in your life, even people you thought were really good friends of yours. And then I have the performing. So it's like you're having to put on a mask to just kind of get anywhere in life around there. And you're having to make sure that you're looking like, you know, you're whatever people want you to be, but you're not allowed to be yourself. You're just finding everything, like you said, as a problem here. Now, to answer your question, okay, I do feel a change of environment is positive for you specifically, but not to move out of state, okay? This says you need to stay inside of the state, but a change of environment where you are is a good idea. This is also a challenge to be who you are and to speak your truth. You've got to take all the masks off, and you've got to give, no regrets. You just can't care about what other people think, how it's going to affect others. You have to be you, because we have assuming here, we have coordinating, we have the sum of your life experiences. But what I see is there is an energetic block on you. It's not the area you are in. It's not the state you're in. It's not even the people that are being revealed as enemies around you. It is a spiritual block that has been placed over you, and that spiritual block is what really needs to be removed. And energetically, it is something that should be professionally removed. It is a spiritual attack that has come after you. So I'm sorry to tell you, but, in the meantime, what you could do is some light spiritual cleansing, salt baths, prayer work, Psalms 91 and 23 work really well. That will bide you some time and give you at least some relief to allow some positive things to move forward in your life.
Yeah, because I was homeless and everything else.
I understand. What I'm going to do is, if I have your permission, I'll reach out to you when I can after the show sometime, and I will help you to the best of my ability, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Unfortunately, that's a caller here that I cannot give two questions to today, because the second one is not going to come through clearly. There is a block on this individual, and they really don't deserve it. So let's all send positive energy out there with her permission. May it only get through with permission for this individual to succeed in life and to overcome her battles, long as the heart is pure and true. All right, let's go ahead and move forward now to our next caller, and then we're going to try and take one other caller, and then I'm going to need to end the show. We're going to have our next caller here at 216-404. Hello, caller. You are live and on the air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Des. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, hello there. How can I help you today, sir?
Yeah, I started a new job Monday. I want to know how you see that going for me. Not Monday,
okay.
But a week from now. Sorry.
A week from now. Okay. Give me one moment. It's actually Thursday for me right here. So give me one moment. All right. So you've been at a crossroads for a long time, man. You've been trying to get yourself right, get your life right. You have finally broken the pattern of the past, the blockages, and the spiritual attacks that have been after you for some time now. But you really have to get back into your artistry. You really have to get back into the music, playing the music, allowing yourself to be immersed in the music. That is your life, and that is your passion in all senses of the word. But this shows me specifically, yes, the job is going to be great. Stop suppressing yourself. You've gotten away from everything else that was external suppressing you. Don't suppress yourself now. Just because that's what you're used to, that's what you expect, okay?
Okay.
You are okay. Be yourself. Be who you are. Speak your truth. You're going to do great at the job. The job is going to work out for you. And I'm seeing that you're in the process of letting go of a personal situation so you can move on with the future. It's not easy, but the message to you is trust, you're not alone.
Not alone. All right.
What's your second question, sir?
Second question is my ex. I saw her a couple of months ago. Then I saw her on Facebook and looked like, I don't know, she might have had
I can do a general read reminding you I am not a doctor, just simply a psychic here on the show. And I will give you whatever I can through my psychic intuition, okay? Give me one moment here. All right. It does show that they are going through a challenge in their own health. So that is being confirmed. And it does look like they will survive through this. They will be able to thrive past it. And at this point, they're not learning their lessons and they're choosing to not pay attention to the signs around them to help them evolve and do better in their own life. So this is a situation that is happening, again, because they have retained so much resentment, fear, and anger within themselves from their past and not healing their inner child, that this has become a physical issue as well as an issue that manifests negative situations into their life.
Oh, wow. Okay, that makes sense.
So it's a life lesson they're having to go through. It's a little bit of a wake-up call, but psychically they will get through it. They will come out on top.
Okay, that's good to hear.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We wish you all the best going forward.
All right. Thanks for the reading. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Our final caller today is going to be 347. Well, give me one moment here. I want to make sure I'm not missing anybody. Okay, yes. That's going to be 347-463. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. Hello, Reverend. I'm calling from Florida. My name is Tamika. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, Tamika. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All right, and how can I help you?
I'm going to meet with a great guy that I've been talking to. We're interested in each other. We're going to meet up and spend some time together on Tuesday, and I wanted to know how you saw stuff going. I have his name if you need it.
Okay, what happened to Friday? You were supposed to meet on Friday.
No, we didn't. We weren't supposed to meet on Friday. We wanted to meet early, but I got off from my job.
Other things have changed. Yes, okay. I got you. Yeah, it was going to happen on Friday. Sorry, you're not aware of that. Let me see how the future meeting is going to go. Ah, okay. So it's going to go very well. Okay, this is a positive thing. This is coming up. You guys share a lot of previous similarities with your history and how you both have been hurt in the past, and that's going to be a very good connecting point for the two of you. It shows meditation, so just stay positive, stay in your center. Everything is going to go great, okay? And you're really going to feel positive about the situation. Now, you're going to be nervous. We all are nervous at first. Just go with the flow. You'll be okay.
Okay, thank you. Does it help if I give you a thing? Because there's another guy interested in me, but I don't want you to get mixed up with that.
Well, you have two questions only on the show. So that's what I can share with you on the first one. Do you have another question that's an unrelated situation?
Okay. You see... starting a family anytime soon.
Okay, give me one moment. Kind of related, but I'll let it go. Give me one moment. All right. Compromising, sharing knowledge and wisdom. Yes, okay, that answer is a flat-out yes. On that, we have compromising, so there won't be any more compromising. Don't settle for less than what you want. And then we have transformation, we have knowing sacrifice, and sharing knowledge and wisdom. So that is a big yes. There will be a family in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and you're more than welcome. You have a great evening.
Bye-bye. You too. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right, everyone. We want to thank you all for tuning in, listening to today's show. Once again, this has been your host, Reverend Adam, here at Mantra HHC, located in Woodstock, Georgia, at 703 Bascom Commercial Parkway, Suite 101, and our zip code here is 30189. And we're going to go ahead and do our outro. We wish you all namaste, love, light, many blessings, Jai Krishna, and Ashe.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insights. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.
Or maybe you should have.
Right? I needed that. Appreciate the free reading. Lord.
You're welcome.
You mean I'm acting like something that I'm not supposed to be around people?